no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. I am driving in a car all by myself. That is right. I am driving in a car all by myself. Now, with good reasons behind most of this here. So, Zach, we already established, I knew beforehand, was too ill to record our initial podcast. We usually get together on Sunday and record an episode of the show. And that's usually the best time out of the week that any... Why are we going 50? Come on, guys. I'm gonna lane change here. Excuse me. Alright, but anyway, Sunday's usually the best time of the week that we can all get together and record an episode, basically. So, I mean, when we find out that he's sick, I mean, I know me and Jeff I was still going to plan on doing it anyway, and I knew that Sunday was really, again, this week I'm really busy anyway, so it was going to be my only time to record an episode, was going to be that Sunday that we had off. But, so with Zach being sick, it was just going to be me and Jeff, and Jeff says that he was still anticipating recording the episode. He really didn't have, permanent plans or anything there. So he had developed plans, or a group of friends were meeting up or something, and we let him have personal time for that. So that's digging into his vacation time here. It's paid vacation for Jeff. So that's why he is not here as well. But actually, we're recording today on Monday. I'm going to a trivia event, and actually, this was more last minute than anything. I've already got coming up this Tuesday and Thursday. I'm actually going to be judging various trivia events for charity. And Friday I'll be going to a casino night for charity. So it's like my charity week here. Donating my time and my knowledge to helping people do stuff for good causes. But anyway, yeah, it's Monday. I'm going to a trivia contest all by myself because I couldn't recruit either Zach or Jeff still. So I couldn't get them on Sunday, couldn't get them on Monday because they both had other plans or were too sick. I know Zach said he had super AIDS, whatever that might be. But I surely didn't want to transmit super AIDS by having him ride in a car with me to a trivia event. And Rita's just too big a contraption to take on the road. Maybe when we'll have to take a soldering class or something, or like just some kind of a mechanical engineering, is that what they call it? I don't know, but some way to get her into a more compact form. Well, we can take her wherever we go. But that's why she's not here. So I'm all by myself doing the episode. Still during Act 2, we'll have life.exe to worry about. But more on that later. I suppose, even though I'm by myself, with many cars on the road to join me in company, not that they are able to hear me, but just in case that I say any naughty words, we'll make sure to bleep them out. I guess there's really no other way to test that than to just go with it, and when it happens, it happens. And you'll know it. But, bleep of the week happens. I guess before I go into, and I don't even really know what I'm going to be doing, I guess typically I'll have something planned out for Act 1, 2, and 3. And I was, I guess, fortunate in this aspect that we've already got Act 2 recorded and ready to go when I'm done with this segment. But I guess, what do you do in a situation where, I know it's kind of a bizarre situation, that I guess you have something planned for a group of people for Act 1, like typically we do news stories, and I do have them on the cards written down, so I guess essentially I could still do that. I'll definitely have to go to the doctor sometime in my immediate future. Like, this is a new step in schizophrenia. I don't think schizophrenia so much as talking to yourself. It's just another personality that's present. Like, you have multiple personalities, and there's usually only one that's present at a given time. But not, and I'm sure there's a disease like this too, but it's like never in an aspect where it's one person talking to themselves and then responding to themselves. Although I guess, well, right now it's more so me ranting to an audience of nobody, really. I'm the only one who's here to listen, so I'm not really, I mean, yeah, I'm replying to what I'm saying about myself. But it's not in an aspect where it's like I'm holding the conversation of two separate people. Like, I can defend my own opinions here, but whenever I start to debate my own opinions is where we'll get into big trouble here. But I guess what am I to do? This has turned into a group podcast to a solo person rambling to themselves while driving a car, might I say. I'm going the speed limit. I'm not doing anything too dangerous here. So, except going lane change around slow people, that's about as dangerous as I'm going to get here. And maybe when I read the article, so a news story. But we'll take this a little at a time here and figure out what we're going to do here. Okay, I guess since there's no traffic in my immediate vicinity, let's see if we can turn on the light here and read a news article. Again, and then this is the segment where we just read the headline to a news article, something that happened within the past week or two, and summarize the article without even reading it, such as this first one. Ohio mom, keep my eyes on the road here, allegedly wrapped kids' faces in duct tape. Ohio, okay. Now, this will be tricky, because I don't have a group of people to kind of gauge opinions or debate against, but we'll try this here. Now, I know children, they can be rascals sometimes, sassing off at each other. And I mean, we know this lady has multiple children, so by the fact that the article says children. First of all, to think that wrapping your kids' faces in duct tape would be a good idea to help them shut up. I know as a joke, my parents, or my mom especially, when we would get naughty, it would kind of be a joke just to put tape over your mouth. I mean, it was just masking tape that she just, like, maybe one piece she'd put on her mouth, and we'd just start licking at it until the adhesion started to weaken, and we could just, like, blow it right off there, because all the sticky stuff wasn't going to stick to our lips anymore. Now, and then the duct tape's going to have that additional sticking to it. But I suppose you could use a similar concept for it there. But, okay, as a kid, that's just going to be more of a challenge to like, further piss your mom off and to, like, I mean, you could still scream with duct tape on your mouth and make quite annoying noises. So you're not really dampening the sound quality. All you're taking out is the context of what they're saying. So maybe if they were like, they were kids, so maybe they were like telling yo mama jokes, only it was like in the my mama and she was just not having any of that. Like, they'd have to be saying something that really rattled her in order for her to react in such this way. So it's like, you know, my mama is so fat that when she was pregnant, now remind you, kids are stupid, when she was pregnant, that people were like, hey, are you having triplets? And she was like, no, I'm having one person. That's kid humor. Kids will find that funny. I'm sure if you play that joke to them, they will laugh out loud so much that you will have to put duct tape on their mouths. But I guess, okay, so yeah, you're dampening, you're preventing them to speak, but not to make noises. So is it, in effect, did she just do, like, the one tear of tape, like, one piece of tape method on the mouth, or did she go, like, full circle, like, orbiting the entire head of the child to make sure that they wouldn't shut up? I mean, I guess, maybe at first, I mean, they're gonna naturally resist. And,
oh, might change.
Naturally, they're gonna resist, and with that first piece of tape, I mean, they won't know what to do at first. They've never had duct tape on their mouths. And they come upon this realization that they can still make loud noises with duct tape on their mouths. Mostly in an aspect that makes them sound like they're only speaking the English language with the letter M. But still, they can make noise and further piss their mom off. But upon this, the mother realizes, okay, maybe one piece of tape's not gonna do it. I'm gonna mummify my child's head via duct tape. And that'll shut them up. Like, I was gonna say to them, you know what, I'm serious, that I don't want you to talk anymore. I'm gonna put a piece of duct tape on you. And they take it as a joke. So you know what, I'm just gonna wrap your head in duct tape. Remember that one time when your sister put gum in your hair and that was such a pain in the ass to get out? Well, how about duct tape in your hair? That'll get you thinking. Never mind you had a bald spot for 3 weeks and all the kids in first grade made fun of you, Billy. But sooner or later, you're going to learn the true powers of sticky things. I just said sticky things. All right, I would like to move on to another news story, but there's a lot of traffic going on here. I am going to keep driving, talking about while I'm driving, and hopefully something stupid will happen on my way there. I'm color commentating the cars that are driving past me. Like, oh, that license plate says, I probably shouldn't say that either. Well, that guy doesn't have a license plate. Now, this is a thing that has bothered me for a very long time. How cars can drive without a license plate. And I thought it was understood that license plate goes on the front and on the back of the car. But yet, there are probably, I would estimate, at least where I live, a good 10% or so of cars that have only one plate on. And more times than not, it's going to be, well, I guess it's hard to say. I can't combine everything into one here. But, I mean, still, just the fact that you have one license plate is still... And there's a semi with it, not a license plate either. Oh, wait, it's up there by the door thing. But still, you should be having license plates on, so when you're driving erratically... Like, first of all, you made the stupid decision not to have a license plate. But second of all, when you're doing further stupid things, I should have the right to report you to the proper people to keep you in line. I'm gonna exit here because I am almost to my destination. But yeah, I guess to summarize, as I'm quickly approaching trivia night here, wear both license plates on your car. Like, you wouldn't go out in public, and you wouldn't go out in public with just a shirt on. I mean, granted, the weather may be appropriate, but it's still, I mean, you should wear pants sometimes. Or vice versa. Like, you can wear pants, but you probably should wear a shirt sometimes. I mean, as fun as no pants would be, I don't think... I mean, again, it's a case of I should report you to the proper authorities if I find your behavior erratic. Or, in some cases, erotic. Summarizing, put both license plates on, and also wear clothes. As I'm approaching my final destination here, I'm going to remind you to go to Facebook. You can like our page on Facebook. Remembering that Drunkcast, we are recording that Sunday, rain or shine. I guess in the case that we wouldn't have any shots to do, that has yet to be seen what will happen. But again, our conditions were, for every like on that page, we are going to take one shot of alcohol. Somebody will. So make sure to share that with all your friends. Get them to like that page. Because the last couple days here, I know this episode will drop on Thursday, but you definitely need to take advantage of that while it lasts. Why are you turning left? Okay. But yeah, facebook.com/nobrainershow. You can also tweet at us, twitter.com/nobrainershow. And as I'm pulling into the parking lot, I'm going to remind you that there's more stupid stuff after this short break. Where are you going? Okay, so as we left you last week, we're at the teenage. We got relationships unlocked.
Number 14.
Our stats here, we're healthy. Our HP is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We're ugly still, though. Our attraction is ugly. We're a genius, but we did also learn, not only are we the life of the party for our charisma, but we are also the coolest kid in school.
The coolest.
Yeah, I have to see this.
I knew you'd enjoy that.
He just showed me this. I'm sorry, but it's so good.
Alright, that's funny, but I'm going to put your phone over here now.
Did you just mom him?
Yep, I did mom him.
I'll just grab it if I really want it.
Alright.
I just remembered I had that on my phone saved for you. I'm like, oh, that's right, I wanted to show Zach that.
But we got to get our strength up here. We are at a feeble old man ranking here.
We need
14.
To get some.
We do.
We need to get our sexy right.
We bought cologne/perfume and weight, but they haven't had anything like that took part.
Yeah,
of that.
Can we like use them?
What, can we go back?
No, we can't buy them again.
I wanna buy them again. Help! Can we click help? Help!
What's the button?
Oh, help! Let's just do whatever. Breakup, divorce, no!
Having a child.
jobs. We aren't old enough. We are old enough to have a relationship. What does that do?
Our next milestone.
Ooh,
will be job.
Date points. We have 0 date points. Welcome to relationships. Our options: date, go steady, marriage, have child, breakup, divorce, date experience, study experience, marriage experience. You aren't married yet. Okay.
Continue on.
Alright, let's just continue and see if we get any. 8 points. Seeing as you're a rebellious young teen, you want to do something that will annoy your parents. What will you do? Play music really loudly. Wow, good use of adverb there. Party all night, or start smoking. Take a bad habit.
We could.
We're still the smartest kid in school, but it doesn't mean we can't have a smoky.
But how many smart kids did you know in school that things got a little rocky for them in the beginning of high school? And
yeah.
So we could party all night.
I'd say we'd party all night.
I want to party so hard.
All night long. According to your charm stat, this seems about right.
What?
They're telling us how to play the game now? What is this?
They're basically like, we knew you'd pick that dumbass.
Who's Frank Frankie now?
Oh, that's if we smoked.
Well, that's... Alright, let's continue on our journey.
It's not mouth to mouth, it's mouth to stomach.
Oh, call him back. Alright, your best friend asks to borrow something of yours. This particular object is quite valuable to you. You let them borrow it. Of course, they're my best friend.
No.
Or, ask for something in return. What could we get? Are they after our weight?
Oh, yeah, we did, by the way.
After our weight.
Now, here's the problem. Are we... Am I gonna... I'm... This is what I've been struggling with this whole time. Answering for how I would do, what I do in my life, the way that I function, or answering for Frankie?
For Frankie. Ask for something in return? Because I guess if they... All we have on our child possession are weights and cologne.
Well, I don't think that's all we have in life. I think we have other things.
I hope we have clothes.
If we've gone this far in life without our parents buying us anything, then we need to call child services.
All right, so what should we do?
I have to go with my gut and say we let them borrow it. Of course. All
right, I'm with
you. It's a friend.
So, of course, they're my best friend. Your best friend has some bad news for you. They said he's moving away. They give you your stuff back before they get in the car and waves goodbye.
Oh, man.
You did this to her!
Bob Bobberton's moving away.
Wait, what just happened?
Our best friend moved away because you picked the answer.
Yeah, whatever. We'll find more.
We'll find more boys?
I don't even know!
We got rejected by John!
I don't even know how to deal with the repercussions. And they're implying that because we let them borrow something... They're like, yep, no, we're moving. But here's your stuff back. You've done this.
I guess we still have our cologne and our weights, so it's all right. Let's continue.
Well, no, they gave us the stuff back.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said we still have it.
Oh.
Idiot. How's this for a cliche situation?
What a great intro.
Yeah. They're really all about the cliches in this game. So a bunch of people in our class decide to skip lessons and go to the beach. Will you join them? Surf's up, dudes! God, they are really good at programming. I don't like the beach, but I'll skip school too. Or, but Mrs. Jones is going to teach us nuclear fission.
Fusion.
Age 14?
Wow.
Who learns nuclear fusion or fission or whatever tiny word that is at age 14?
Surf's up, dude!
I was gonna say, it's gotta be surf's up, dude. Or at least go along.
I guess, well...
Do we think Frankie's a surfer? Do you think that they're... Well, not a surfer, but going to the beach.
We're the life of the party,
I feel like
Going to the beach isn't out of the question.
Yeah. I feel like, though, since she's the life of the party, she's going to want to impress people by trying to, like, hey, look, I can surf.
Or just going swimming and having fun. I think that's the implication. So I say surf's up, dudes.
All right. Surf's up. You're social enough to join them, that we knew. You have a great time, but the class you missed was very important. You lose some intelligence.
Yeah, nuclear fusions.
The nuclear fusion! Age 17, part-time jobs are now online.
What?
Get a job.
Events.
Jobs.
Switching tabs and buttons and everything.
Part-time.
Right. Part-time jobs. So we can be a fast food cashier, we'll earn 150 C, and that's the currency. Data entry at 100 per turn. Magazine model at 300 per turn. Yeah, we're ugly, we're not going to get hired for that. Bike mechanic, 200. Call center operator, 175. Or box packaging, 200 per turn.
I'd say...
Box packaging!
I mean, that's probably the most in our wheelhouse right now.
That or call center operator.
And... Well, box packaging is going to get us 25 more C per turn.
Right.
And we can buy more cool things like plastic surgery.
Aw, yeah.
Let's do it. We're going to be a box packaginger. Oh,
rejection.
We were turned down for the job.
Time to go for data entry.
Or fast food.
Well.
Yeah,
let's go back to jobs and see. Oh, it didn't negate it. We're going to do it again. Nope, we're still turned down for box packaging. All right, so what do we want to do?
Data entry. The call center. Sorry, call center.
All right, call center. You got the job.
We got the charm for that.
Yeah, we do.
All right, we are at.
Call center. Because we're not very strong, so box packaging probably wasn't our best fit.
Well, should we try for another?
Oh.
What?
We could take on two jobs, can't we? I suppose there's labor laws. We're still 17.
Yeah.
All right, age 17. Continue. You're invited to a party. There's going to be alcohol there. Let's not forget, you're underage. Are you going to go?
I'll go, but I won't. Oh, sorry, so you gotta read this.
Yes. People are playing along at home here. No is our first choice. I'll go, but I won't drink. I'm going to get so wasted.
I'll go, but I won't drink. That's what I think, Frankie.
I want to get wasted!
Oh, he's right. Oh. Getting wasted would be so fun. Frankie would give in to peer pressure so hard.
True, she is pretty ugly. She wants that boyfriend.
If she doesn't drink, Chuck, she might lose her status to the queen.
Attractiveness goes up when people drink.
Yes! Let's do it! Let's get wasted!
I hope we don't get caught.
Let's do it! Did you know that STR stat affects your tolerance to alcohol? Neither did your virtual character. He got alcohol poisoning.
Yes!
Oh,
that
no!
Strength?
Hospitable.
Wait. Because we're a feeble old man and we can't take our liquor.
It's okay. We're still alive.
Yeah, we're still alive.
We got alcohol poisoning, though. That's
what does that
bad.
Mean?
We got alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, but what was the, right. Does that mean we ended up going to the hospital?
Still a feeble man. Let's continue and see.
Still healthy.
Oh, never mind. An attractive old guy comes to hit on you. No, an attractive guy has come on to you during a house party. I'm guessing it's the same thing. They lead you to an empty room with an empty bed. Neither of you have a condom. What now? Do without a condom. Run to the chemist's as fast as you can. What?
Don't.
Does that even mean? Our other choice is in tiny fonts. Excuse me for a second. Try asking your friends downstairs if they have one. Well, that's gonna pretty much blow your cover there.
There's no option to not?
Well, you can run away. Run to the chemist.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
And I can't pick it.
All I gotta say is Frankie wouldn't do it without a condom.
No.
She's too smart.
We're smart and we got crazy.
We just got a job.
We got crazy with the alcohol. But crazy with the baby, that would just ruin our lives.
I think we go downstairs.
That would ruin our lives. But
see if people got condoms.
Wait, so you still wanna have sex with this dude?
Wait, that's what girls do. Girls ask girls about things like this.
Yeah, it's alright.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't have this perspective, but I feel like girls are more comfortable going to their friends and be like, hey, can we have this?
Yeah.
And I need a tampon, too.
Yeah.
And I need...
So yeah, do that one.
Alright, so we're going downstairs and asking for friends for condoms.
Yep.
Your friends laughed and said, sure. A friend gave you the condom and you back upstairs in a flash. You had sex. What more do you want me to say? This ain't a porn game.
Damn it.
Alright, continue. We're young adult, though. Full-time jobs are now unlocked. We're age 20. Let's go to the shop.
Get some jobs.
Money. We can buy an encyclopedia for 500, a tuxedo for 500. We'll get plus one. plus five health for pain.
There's not, like, more options?
Plus 10 health for medical. Oh, what's this button over here is?
Oh. Can you click the ones that we already bought again?
I don't know. I think those are already taken.
I know, it says bought.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do with
those. Because we totes need cologne and perfume, I guess.
Yeah. So their attractive stat isn't going up. And it's been like so many turns since we got that, too. We should be better than ugly now.
Our strength would go up at age 20.
I mean, do we save our money or do we buy things?
Let's save our money and get a full-time job.
Let's save it. Well, we can apply for a full-time job.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so many options.
Brain surgeon?
Let's do it! Where is it? Brain surgeon? 1700 per turn.
Let's try it.
You haven't earned enough job experience to take.
Oh, so we probably stop at the first tier.
Okay. So, well, let's see here. Let's start with paramedic and go down. Or smart. Let's try for surgeon. Just play all the surgeon. They're gonna make us work into it. So become a nurse. Yeah. Or a paramedic, I guess.
Paramedic.
Well. Or we'll
it's
be,
the highest
we'll
paying.
We'll be better at the other than CEO.
Well, they're not gonna hire us as an advert actor because we don't have the attractiveness.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at the other.
But yeah. I think our best option would be doing something with the intellect.
Or charisma. Yeah. Or charm.
Saying the paramedic because it makes more money.
Makes more money. Let's do it.
They're more than our charisma ones anyway. So it's the paramedic. You got the job!
Yay!
Are we still working at the call center, though?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. You're walking down a rough area when a man jumps you. He is armed with a knife. who demands your money. How do you handle this? Try to wrestle the knife from him. Give him your wallet. Run.
We're gonna run.
Run.
I ain't losing my money.
Yeah. Let's keep our money. We can run faster than them, right?
I hope.
Probably not, but...
I don't know. Let's try. Run. You attempt to run, but this did not work. A mugger pursues you and assaults you. You lose some health and leaves you with a permanent scar that lowers your attractiveness.
Oh, great.
That was a bad... That was a bad scene. That was a bad scene.
So, are we, like, super ugly now?
I don't know. Let's check our stats.
Mega ultra ugly.
Well, we're still healthy in the life of the party. I guess what's it going to do? Why don't any of these change? What is it going to take to do stuff?
Well, our charisma changed.
Yeah, but we're still life of the party.
All right, we haven't lost any charisma since that.
I guess. All right, you pick up some lunch and a desperate homeless man blocks your path. He asks for food. Give him the lunch you just bought. Give him money instead. Begone, peasant! Then push him away.
We just got mugged. That was a life-altering experience. I think we gotta give him our lunch.
Yeah, I agree. We feel like we need to make a difference before we die in this world.
Yeah, and if we held on our money from Mugger, we're sure he's not gonna give it to this homeless dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll give him the lunch. You give him your lunch, and he was very grateful. This man lives another day, long enough for a charity to pick him up and get him back on his feet.
Aww.
Now we can feel good.
That was heartwarming.
We helped.
We're still ugly as hell, but we helped. Alright, let's see here.
It's better than dying.
We're age 24 now. You decide to enter a competition. Seems like a legit one, too. All you need to do is answer this question. Which planet is farthest away from the sun? Pluto.
When was this game made?
Or Mars?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, this is probably going to be a trick question.
Neptune.
You say Neptune? I don't know when this game was made. Yeah, like you said.
I still agree with...
Let's talk on the slideshow, see if that does anything. Well, there's a Monopoly house. And some people doing stuff. Okay.
Synergy.
That's not helping. Synergy.
I think it's got to be Pluto.
Yeah.
Pluto.
And it feels like a trick.
It does feel like a trick question.
Alright, Pluto. This is incorrect. Pluto is no longer the farthest planet from the sun.
Damn.
Pluto isn't classified as a planet anymore. I'm just gonna quit. No.
Pluto's still a planet.
Pluto's a planet.
Hey, has our job experience gone up enough to get a new job?
I don't know. Let's try it. Vents. Jobs. Full-time jobs. Nurse. You got the job!
Yeah! Motherfucking nurse!
Let's find out. Surgeon. Oh, okay.
You gotta go at least a turn or two.
Yeah, I guess. Alright. You find a lump on your leg. You're concerned this may be a sign you have cancer. You check up with the doctors. Set up an appointment ASAP. ASAP. Forget about it and hope for the best.
Prod it.
Let's prod it.
I want to, but I don't know if it's gonna. This game doesn't give us other options usually.
No.
This game isn't the type that's like, oh, you prodded it. Now what?
Yeah.
It'll be like you prodded it and then did nothing, and now you're dead.
Well, we work at a hospital.
Set up an appointment ASAP.
All right.
We're too smart to not. We're in medical. Yeah.
You go to the doctors, and it is concluded that the lump was just a cyst. Get it removed next Friday.
Good thing we didn't prod it, we might have popped it.
Yeah, and then cancer would have leaked all over the place.
Also, I just realized we haven't been dating for 26 years.
Mm-hmm. We should probably date.
Yeah, you gotta go to click the events then if you want us to date.
But as far as dating goes, we've been going to medical school this whole time.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's pretty common for people in medical school to not have much of a social and or relationship life.
Yeah.
Good point.
Relationships. Date. You are interested in Matt Bushnell. Personality 7. Attractiveness 0.
Well, that sounds like his attractiveness is right where ours is.
Yeah, he sounds right where we are here. Would you like to date this person? No, yes, or close?
Yeah.
Yes! Matt has agreed to date you.
Matt.
Alright, should we ask him to marry us now?
No.
You gotta go steady first.
No.
We aren't going steady with anyone yet.
No, we're dating.
Alright,
Take it slow.
We're ready to go steady. You know what? You can go steady. Alright, fine. You go on a holiday to Las Vegas. You enter a casino. What do you play? Your intelligence can get you far. Slot machine. Roulette. Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Yeah, that's a pretty obvious one. Slot machine's pulling down a handle. Roulette is just watching a ball go around in a circle. Blackjack. That's where you use the brain.
Go, before you click that, go to Maine.
Oh, well, Maine?
Yeah. We've got to look at our money. Let's see if we actually get money for this.
Okay, so we have 5,040 C right now, and we're going to click Blackjack. Hit. Winner 21, you want a moderate amount of money.
Hey, we won like 200.
Only 250, yeah. Whatever.
Hey, I think it's time to ask for a promotion.
Yeah
we're getting old.
We've been working this job, nurse job, for 2 years.
That's more. True.
Full-time job, surgeon. Four. You got the job of surgeon.
Oh, we do that at 24?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Events, relationships, go steady. Oh, he's not ready.
I think we should break up with him.
Why?
He's not ready to go steady. We've been dating for...
Two years? 4 years?
Something.
Not...
All right, we'll give him another age increase.
One more turn. Otherwise, he's on the curb. Famous TV drama is being filmed in your area. They are looking for extras, attractive extras, or intelligent actors. If all goes well, you could be a new character for the next series. Will you apply?
Hell, we got a leading role back when we were going to school.
Yeah.
We're going to be an actor.
All right. Let's be an actor?
Yeah.
Or we could work our way up as an extra.
But they're looking for attractive extras.
Attractive extras.
We're ugly, remember?
Yeah, we're intelligent. Let's do this.
Yes, that's an actor. You're intelligent enough to apply for an actor position. Why do actors need to be intelligent, you ask? Well, your character is a doctor with a lot of lines.
Hey, we're a surgeon!
It's like they knew. Alright, so we're going to go back to Matt. What's his name? Go steady.
Oh, we don't have a lot of date points,
so... dump him?
Dump him.
Should we ask him to go steady first or break up?
Go steady first.
Pardon is not ready to go steady. Matt, it's been a nice 3 years. But I want to have a child with you.
You need to quit!
Hey, you need to get married before you can have children? Aww.
Quit! Why do you keep doing this to us?
Break up. Are you sure you want to break up with your partner?
Yes.
We can do better.
Yes.
Eight.
Welcome to relationships. Date. You are interested in Tom Miller personality, what attractiveness 6.
No, we don't want to date him.
No. What about Daniel Stiller?
No. He's getting there.
3 personality,
getting better.
Attractiveness?
No.
What spread do you want to see, though?
We want more personality and a little bit of attractiveness.
Yeah, we don't need... We're not worried about attractiveness.
But that's what Matt had. He had like 7 personalities.
Matt
didn't want to go steady, and Matt only had 0 attractiveness.
Yeah,
maybe like... 2.
If we wait for the perfect old man, we're gonna become a cat lady.
Hey.
What? So we can't date more than like 3 or 4 people?
Right,
we can't even have a conversation with Daniel.
Let's fish for... David Walker looks promising. He has 5 personality and 4 attractive.
I don't like his name. No, I'm just kidding. Let's date him.
Let's take a stroll.
We can go on a date. We don't have to... doesn't have to be anything serious.
Alright.
Has agreed to date you.
Father does not agree.
Alright. I know we're running close on time again, so we'll remind you that there are still many trials and tribulations to be taken on here. I don't know if we'll squeeze this out in the next episode. We're going to be getting drunk next episode, so it's going to be quite a span. You know, what we'll probably do, we'll probably be releasing the rest of this, I guess, depending how far we go. For all we know, the next turn we'll die somehow. Like,
it's true.
Like the guy we're dating now is like... some murderer.
Axe murderer?
Yeah.
That would be a twist.
I guess if it extends too long, we'll just like release a separate episode. That's all.
Yeah.
So, the stunning conclusion of...
Yeah.
Or we could take a week off from it, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Frankie probably takes breaks.
The Chronicles of Frank Frankie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called Being Frank with Frank Frankie. That's so Frankie.
That's so Frankie.
So next time, yep, that happens.
Okay, so I'm back on the road, returning from my endeavor to trivia night by my lonesome. Such a sad, depressing sight. But I was not alone in my solo endeavors. There was actually another team there that was comprised of only one person. And I guess, well, we'll start by saying that there were only a total of 5 teams that showed up. And then that's the inclusion of the solo team. So they counted for 2 of the 5. And the other 3 were proper teams comprised of a minimum of 4 people. I think the biggest team there was 7. Now, the team of 7 was actually the winners. So right off the bat, you know that I didn't win first prize. Going into the final question set, it was kind of like a Final Jeopardy wager betting question of doom. So it was really the only question you could lose points in. And I somehow managed. I had a Slumdog Millionaire moment, and I happened to know the answer, or have an educated guess as to what the answer was, and got it right with a full wager. And enough of the teams that were higher above me got it wrong, and I somehow managed to find myself from worst place to third place. So I won the third place prize, a $10 gift certificate, and I also happened to win an appetizer round, too. So I was kind of like the closest to the actual answer question. So walking away quite handsomely, actually. So nobody to thank but myself on that one there. Anyway, typically at the end of every show, we would play a game to determine who was the least stupidest person in the room. Unfortunately, I am the only person that is in the room, and unfortunately that room is not a room, it's a car. So I don't know what to do in this situation. Again, it's kind of like, can we do like a solitaire game, or how is this going to work? We still don't even know who the winner of last week's game was, so who even starts? I don't know if Jeff or Zach had been the winner of that poll that you guys voted on. I don't know what happens. It's just the weirdest of situations here. I mean, we try to induce so much structure so that we know what's happening most of the time. And then you pull the bricks, like it's like a Jenga tower, and you pull the bricks from beneath our base, and we don't know what to do, but we kind of collapse and be a big pile of wood, or I don't know. Okay. Well, I'm in a lane that ends, so let me lane change here real quick. Alright, I'm no longer in a lane that ends. So I guess, what can we do? A solitaire game. Alright, solitaire. King of Diamonds, 2 of Clubs, 4 of Diamonds, 8 of Hearts, 7 of Clubs, 9 of Clubs, and 10 of Spades. Okay, so we'll put the 8 of Hearts. I think it is in the 8 of Hearts on the 9 of Clubs, and turnover, and it's a 3 of Spades, and then I don't know what to do other than just end the show, but surely there's something I could do to fill this void. Probably not go 70 miles an hour. That's probably not the approach that I should take here. Let's see here. We could read billboards. That would be fun. Oh, okay. I've got it. This is kind of in the same vein as reading billboards. I was taught this beloved game by a friend here. I don't remember if this game has an official title, but it's pretty straightforward in the rules. Basically, you can read any billboard or sign or sticker or anything you really see as you're driving, and substitute one or many of the words with the word anal. Yes, anal. So I'm gonna give this a go. Well, let's put some time on the clock, and we'll play the anal game. Would that be a thing? Okay. Let's see here. Anal, next exit. Okay. There's one. Okay. Let's see. I'm in a sparse location for signs here. I don't know what I can see here. Here comes one. I cannot see it. Outdoor anal. That's another. Or anal works. It's outdoor works. So I don't know. Anal works, I think, works. But I think it's better than outdoor anal. Ooh. Nope, that wouldn't work. No, it would. I don't know. No, I'm not going to try it. I'm sure I would lose points if this were a scoring game, which it is, right? I have 3 points now. Okay. That's no U-turns. But it's not labeled as such. So I'll say no anal turns. Fill in the blanks. I read between the lines there. That's what the sign was. Oh, here. Slower traffic, keep anal. Or slower anal, keep right. I like that one better. Slower anal, keep right. Let's see here. There's this dude on my left and he wants to pass me so bad. I am in the slow lane. I mean the anal lane. What are you doing? Pass me already. Dingus. I think that's gonna be the common phrase. Thank you, Chris, for that one. No anal zone. Like a no passing zone. Let's see. This guy still has not passed me yet. He's going at like maybe 1 mile per hour faster than I am going. Alright. Oop, and there he goes. Changing back into my lane. So now, there's just not many billboards out here. Not in a particularly, metropolitan isn't quite the word I'm looking for, but not too well populated with billboards, I guess. Alright, that would be a boring one, but I'll try it anyway. Oh wait, that's a telephone number. Probably shouldn't say that on the thing here. We could say a website. www.analsign.com. It's available. You should visit that if you want to rent some space. Okay. I am running out. Alright, I'm clearly about halfway through the round now. Let's see here. We're going, let's make it a double points round. We just got a couple more minutes to go here. We might as well make it worth our while. So double anal round here. Okay. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Anal limit 65. That's worth the double points, right? Okay. Alright, here we go. Here's another one. Gifts for anal open year round. That's disturbing and worth double points. Here we go. Here's another one. Let our anal be your savings. That is terrible. And double points. Let's see. We gotta find some more. What are some more? Show me some more. Show me anal. Emergency anal only. No. Ugh. But it's still double points round, so... Oh, I see the word best. Okay, we gotta get closer to here. Something. Oh, no. It's better substituting the word best. It's called... Or it says, I chose the best. So, naturally, I'd have to go with, I chose the anal. Alright. Family anal since 1980. Or that was 1890. Still, pretty impressive track record. Leaders in anal surgery. Okay. No, I can't do that. Alright, clearly there's edits throughout here that's gonna make this make a little more sense. Well, I don't think dead air while driving doesn't translate too well, unless I'm commenting on how stupid drivers are, but there aren't too many stupid drivers. Ooh! This anal rocks! I think I'm just about out of time, and there it is. Alright. I have no idea how long that round was, but it felt like it lasted a fair amount of time. Well, we should try this game again sometime. Maybe on a future episode. If there's ever another car episode, we'll be sure to turn to the anal game. But I guess at the end of the round, I'm going to ask post-production Josh in the studio, how many points did I end up getting on my round?
42?
Okay, so I think that's enough to make me the winner. I am the least stupidest person in this car. I don't know how I feel about that. I suppose it was destined to be. Kind of another Slumdog Millionaire moment. It's just like all the events leading up till now, where we're just kind of it was all preface to the final story, which ended. You are the winner of a game that's played inside a car, on a podcast that is heard by dozens. I think I have only the man upstairs to thank for this one. If he had control over that, which I don't know, maybe he does. But I guess all credit goes to him or her. I know some people are anal about that. Had to do it. Sorry. So yeah, that's the end of the show. As I'm finishing my drive back from a successful trivia night and hopefully a successful podcast episode, I'd like to remind you we have a Facebook page again. That's going to be facebook.com/nobrainershow. I know. Last week I posted some videos of me playing video games, which I think there'll probably be more of that in the immediate future. So if you know of any video games that you want me to play, either flash games or just classic games, I'm totally going to be down for that. Just leave a comment. Just write all over our wall all the fun games that I should play. If you don't have a Facebook, what the hell's wrong with you? If you have a Twitter, though, you can probably do the same thing. We'll be twitter.com/nobrainershow. Also, if you want to call or text us, our telephone number is 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-962-7246. And that's impressive that I've committed that to memory somehow throughout all of these episodes, that it just kind of flows off. I can be driving and recite a 10-digit telephone number without crashing into a wall! No, just kidding. I guess we have an email address too, nobrainershow@gmail.com, but I guess, yeah, you probably already knew about that too, but I figured I'd still mention it. So yeah, that's the end of the show, and that's the end of my trip here. I've been Josh. And this is the part where the other people would say their names and stuff. And then I would again say that I am here to remind you that life is stupid, and so is everyone.
We should ask for a promotion.
But we can't. Should we ask for brain
surgeon? Yeah,
right now. Let's do it. Are we a brain surgeon? You got the job!
We're a brain surgeon! We're gonna be rich.
We're gonna pick...
Make it so much money.
Alright, money. We could buy something.
Let's buy some shit.
Let's get a tuxedo.
We could buy experimental operation. That's only plus 50 health. It's not affecting our ugly.
What does that even mean?
It's just gonna affect your
health. We're unhealthy.
Oh, we're unhealthy? When did that happen?
When we got mugged and attacked and knifed. Didn't you guys remember that?
That's right.
All right, let's fix our health then. We can get surgery.
Oh, we're just going to go right into the surgery?
I don't think we get the experimental surgery.
Let's do it. We're rich. Let's do it.
We're
rich.
We're a doctor. We're going to be making that money back in like 4 years.
Okay, fine. Do it. I'm scared.
Look it.
All right. Experimental operation may cause death. Plus 50 health. Minus 5,000 C.
Look it.
Oh, that was uneventful. It just says bought, and that's it.
Would you like use these?
I don't know. We couldn't use our weights or our perfume before. All right, I guess it'll
just keep going. I guess
let's continue our trek. We're adult age
30.
You enter another competition. The question is: where in the body is the labyrinth? The mouth, the nose, the ear.
The ear.
Is it the ear?
I think it's the ear.
Yep. The ear.
You sure?
Yeah, because you can have labyrinthitis or whatever, and that's messed up in your ear.
Okay. So let's go with the ear. That is correct! Woo! You're third place in the competition.
Woo, we won some money.
You won a small cash prize. So that gave us some money back from our life-changing operation. Oh, no! How did we die? We clicked the thing. Bad end. Game over. Cause of death, health drop.
What happened?
But our surgery increased our health.
This is the stupidest game ever.
Oh, we died at 30, and we didn't get to ask Matt, what's his name, or David Walker to go
Control
stay.
Z.
Undo. Our final score, 11,980.
Oh, no. He's so sad about Frank.
Jeff, it's all right.
Stupid bitch died.
You know, well...
I was really excited about the Chronicles of Frankie.
Yeah.
I was really into this.
Yeah.
We just became a brain surgeon.
Yeah. We were a brain surgeon for like 2 years.
We experienced more success in this game than I think any of us will ever achieve in life.
Poor David. They ain't hurt for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't going steady, but I'm sure it hurts to lose her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gotta... It's gotta really mess him up.
That's gotta smart.
I wanna. That's definitely gonna smart. That's gotta, take a little chunk out of the old heart box there.
Yeah, speaking of smart, Frank was pretty smart, but now she's dead. So now she's not so smart anymore.
Way to go, Frank. It's a no-brainer.